From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The director of the FBI is recommending that Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton not face charges for using a private server and mobile devices to send emails when she was Secretary of State. But during Tuesday's announcement, James Comey says Clinton and her associates showed poor judgment in the matter. Comey said of the 30,000 emails provided by Clinton, just over 100 contained sensitive information.
We also assess that Secretary Clinton's use of a personal email domain was both known by a large number of people and readily apparent. She also used her personal email extensively while outside the United States, including sending and receiving work-related emails in the territory of sophisticated adversaries. In this case, given the importance of the matter, I think unusual transparency is in order.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump mocked the FBI for not recommending Clinton be charged. The case now heads to the U.S. Attorney General, who will have final say. Loretta Lynch says she has previously said she would accept the FBI's recommendation. The FBI announcement is likely to garner most of attention as the Clinton campaign and the Republican Donald Trump both head to the southern state of North Carolina today for events. Clinton's event in Charlotte marks the first time President Barack Obama will join her on the campaign trail. Trump has a rally in Raleigh, the state capital, Tuesday evening. Clinton and Trump are expected to be formally nominated when their parties hold conventions later this month. Iraq's interior minister is offering to resign in the aftermath of Sunday's devastating attack in Baghdad. Mohammed Ghabban Tuesday handed over authority to his deputy until the offer is considered by Prime Minister Aidar al-Abadi, himself the target of public rage after a suicide truck bombing killed at least 175 people. Islamic State militants claim responsibility for the attack. This is VOA News. Japan's foreign minister is expressing sorrow and indignation as the bodies of seven Japanese nationals killed in an attack at a restaurant in Bangladesh returned home. The victims were among 20 hostages and two police officers killed Saturday in Dhaka. Islamic State claim responsibility for the attack, but so far there is no confirmation of a link between the group and the attackers. Bangladesh has seen a number of attacks in recent months, mostly targeting secular bloggers, atheists, and religious minorities. Nigerian soldiers shot and killed two would-be suicide attackers Tuesday. The women were from the Boko Haram extremist group. Both were killed before detonating their explosives on the outskirts of Manguno town in northeastern Nigeria, where Boko Haram is active. Two civilians were injured in the disrupted attack. The space agency NASA is celebrating a landmark mission after successfully placing the Juno spacecraft into an elliptical orbit around the solar system's largest planet, Jupiter, early Tuesday. Scott Bolton is the lead scientist.
This is the king of our solar system and its disciples going around it. It's also representative of nature. This is how we look. That's a mini solar system. And so I think it's very, it's very significant because we're finally able to see with real video, real pictures, this motion. And we've only been able to imagine it up till today.
Scientists at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California were able to fire Juno's main engines to slow it down on its five-year journey. They hope to have close-up views of the planet during a 20-month mission that costs more than $1 billion. The West African country of Guinea-Bissau has recorded its first three cases of the Zika virus. The World Health Organization says an investigation will try to determine if it is the same strand as the one behind outbreaks linked to head and brain abnormalities in Brazil and elsewhere. The only other West African country that has recorded cases of the Zika virus is Cape Verde. Aftershocks from Britain's vote to leave the EU have spread to Eastern Europe, where nationalist movements say the British decision is giving strength to their campaigns against EU migration policies. Hungary will hold a referendum in the coming months on whether to reject German Chancellor Angela Merkel's mandatory quota plan that would force Hungary and other EU members to accept a share of the refugees. Analysts predict an easy victory for Hungary's referendum. For details on these stories and more news, log on to voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.